Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And I don't like this idea at all, Bud.
I think it's great.
This is a promotional idea that you want.
I think this is a great idea. I think it's just something everybody want to do.
Everybody has that.
Just read from the top.
You want me to read this from the top?
Great.
Everyone has that special friend who desperately needs to get laid. Let's do something about that. The Phil Hendry Show would like you to send the name and address of your friend who desperately needs to get laid, and we'll post it on our website. Have you got a friend for this guy? Send her name into us, and we'll get your people aren't going to do that.
Why not?
Because they don't want their name up on a website saying this guy needs to get laid.
Their website for that, you can check to see if there's a child molester living in your neighborhood, and people look at that all the time. This more positive.
Oh, that's great, Bud. So why don't we just link up in people's minds the fact this guy needs to get laid, and here's a child. What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying they have website for...
I know they got websites with child molesters on them. You want me to put up a website?
No, that'd be on your website.
I'm not putting this on my website.
Why not?
Because I'm not putting on my website, hey, this guy needs to get laid.
I don't understand. You're trying to get men to listen to your show.
No guy wants his face on a website that says he needs to get laid. Get real, will you?
I think it's a good idea to get a guy to listen to your show.
Hold on. Is that David? Yeah, David.
You got my message.
About what?
About that client having a wedding.
About the client that's having
I told him you're the DJ, the reception.
I can't do that, okay? When is it?
It's tonight. I couldn't give you more notice.
I can't do a DJ thing. You want me to DJ a wedding?
Jerry, you can find a guy to get laid and put him on a website.
You want to hold on for a minute, Bud?
Well, you got to do the DJ thing because the client wants you. They want you to stand up in front of them and do funny voices. It'll be great.
And you can put on a website that...
Shut up, Bud. I'm not talking about getting guys laid right now. I'm going to do what?
I want you to go to Beverly Hills tonight and DJ that wedding.
I'm going to go to Beverly Hills and DJ a wedding? I do a talk show. I haven't spun records in years.
Look, this client is an Iranian. He's got a lot of money, and his daughter's getting married. Did you get the music, Bud?
Yeah, I got it right here, Mr. Hall.
Play it for him so he knows what he's playing.
The hell is this?
This is what I want. This you're going to be playing tonight.
You're going to play tonight.
I'm not playing this crap tonight. What are you talking about, man?
Look, this guy spends a lot of money with the radio station. And
he's an Iranian in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and his daughter's getting married.
Getting back to my website.
Forget your website for a minute. You want me to go to Beverly Hills and play this? I got a talk show. I got a nationally syndicated radio show. And
excuse me, Rush Limbaugh. I didn't know that you were busy tonight.
I'm busy tonight, and I'm not claiming to be Rush Limbaugh.
What about a website with a get laid?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, bud. Look,
will you shut up about getting laid with a website? Look, I got stuff that I got to do tonight.
Phil, I'm not going to argue with you about this. His name is Mr. Pavlev, okay? And he's going to want you to play some of this music for his daughter. She's getting married. She's got some hairy-lipped Iranian.
Oh, that's great. Okay, that's fantastic. So I'm going to be surrounded by these people while I'm spinning. What is this?
Not very good. Let me give you a better example.
Give him a better example of it, but there's a lot of good stuff on there. You got one?
Yeah, it's a good one. When you come out of a wedding tonight, you open up with this.
Yeah, this is real happening. Jesus.
All right, so this is what you got to play.
Some guy's not so lucky as me and get laid regular, so...
Knock it off with getting laid. I'm trying to... Can I turn that down?
What?
Can I turn that down?
Yeah, go ahead.
You hear what he's doing right now.
Who, Bud?
Yeah.
Well, he's your sidekick.
He's my sidekick.
Yeah, so you're supposed to entertain his thoughts.
Yeah, I found a really good one for you to play.
Look at Bud. Will you just shut up about the website?
No, it's about a musical play.
Go ahead. Cue it up, Bud. I want to hear what this is. He says this is a good song.
Go ahead. What am I playing this at all? I'm not playing it at a wedding. I'm not playing a wedding, okay? Oh, great. Yeah. This is great.
This is fantastic. Then you get up and you start doing all those goofy voices you do.
For a bunch of Iranians.
In Beverly Hills.
Do they drink? Why am I even asking? I can't do this gig, okay?
Wait. Kill the music. You telling me no?
Yeah, I'm telling you no.
Do you know who signed your check? Or do you think you're so big that you're Rush Limbaugh? You know, Limbaugh just signed for $250 million. 8-year deal. Do you know how valuable that makes him?
Obviously, he's very valuable.
You make any kind of money like that?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. That means when I tell you to go, you go.
We put a website up, A Man Get Laid.
Oh, man, I'm going to kill somebody.
What's wrong?
Well, you just tell him to shut up about getting laid. Tell him to shut up.
Well, he's got an idea about putting up a website for what?
Getting guys laid.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, I should have known you'd think that was a great idea. Bud, knock it off, okay?
Well, I got some designs for the website I thought maybe you'd like to see.
Right now, I'm trying to get my Friday night squared away here. So I got to go to Beverly Hills and DJ a wedding reception. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Big Dollars, Mr. Dr. Laura, or should I call you Mr. Laura? I mean, you know, here's the thing.
Look, I'm not claiming to be any big shot, okay? All I'm asking you is give me a little more notice before I go out and start. What are you doing, bud?
Hey-wee!
Quit dancing, okay?
Is he whirling around?
Yeah, he's whirling like a jackass.
Look, if you work the wedding, this Abdul guy, right, he might advertise his Falafel Palace restaurant on your show.
Oh. Bud, sit down.
Wee!
Sit down, belly dancing freak.
You're going to get a website?
Well, you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do the stupid
I knew you'd see it my way, especially considering you're going to get canned if you don't.
Now, let me show you this website I got an idea for.
What's the website idea?
What is it, bud?
Well, first of all, what we do is you get a picture. Well, first of all, what you put up is a guy's name who hasn't been laid for a long time.
Great. What?
Then you put up how much time it's been since he's been laid. Now, if he's got any mug shots, like if he's been arrested, put that up too.
Why would you put up mug shots, the guy's name, and how long?
Can a girl like bad boy?
Yeah, I was thinking that, bud. They like bad boys.
Great.
Let's say, Phil, for instance, we use you.
Well, you're not going to use...
No, just for instance.
Go with it, Phil.
Okay, let's say you use me.
So it says, like a mug shot of you when you got arrested when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Phil Henry, 3 years.
3 years since you've been laid?
No, it ain't been 3 years.
Well, I'm just saying that's what it would be. What it would say.
Well, it ain't going to say it with me because you're not putting my name up there, okay?
By the way, being laid in prison doesn't count.
I wasn't in prison. I went to jail as a kid. A young kid.
All right, so what you're going to do is... Yeah!
Whee!
I'll show up for the stupid wedding, okay?
Good for you.
I like the way he says goodbye.
So anyway, yeah, a lot of girls attract a bad boy, put on a mugshot.
Are you out of your mind? Are you so stupid that you can't even understand and recognize that that's not attractive to women? A mugshot, a guy's name, and the length of time...
Well, the girl feels sorry. A guy who's been up and late a long time, she go for him.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she's going to do. She's going to go for some dude's mugshot. Irving Farquhar, 10 years, hasn't been laid. Well, let me just call him up, huh?
You don't know nothing. And I'm a sidekick. You're supposed to do a me.
What?
I said, I'm a sidekick. You're supposed to... Come on, you have at least one friend who ain't been laid in forever. You're not a good friend. You're not what get friend laid.
Come here for a minute.
What are you going to do?
Come here. I'm loving this. Now drag him out of here. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's cool. You know, I went through all this hell last summer putting the pool in. It took us 7 months to get the pool in, but we finally did. You know, bankrolled our future, mortgaged the educations of children as yet unborn, but we've got a pool. And what's great is we got this Pebble Tech. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it ain't the regular white plaster. You know, people with white plaster. This stuff heats it up, man. My pool was like in June when it was hot around here. It was 87 degrees. You guys don't live in California. Here in Southern California, it ain't been that hot this summer. It ain't been hot at all. Not the way I like it. I like it over 110. I like that dry desert baking crazy heat. You know, it's so hot, you're nuts. It's so hot, you're mad. That's what I like. I'll go to Palm Springs and golf in that. I don't care. You think that bothers me? You could go to Palm Springs right now, golf the most quality courses in the world, the TPC, PGA West, La Quinta, you name it, for like $20. Why would a guy stay away from that? You go out there, that's $20 to go out and golf these great courses. Oh, but it's a little too hot. You got to stay indoors. You go out, stick a big case of beer on the back of that cart, and keep yourself hydrated, and you're fine. Put on a little sunblock. There's nothing wrong with it. Man, I love it when it's hot, but it ain't been hot enough. But anyway, but it heat that when in June, it was great. It got the pool up to like 87 degrees. It was sweet. Now, my neighbor, the guy behind me, his pool just got finished. A year, almost a full year to build this thing, but they filled it with water yesterday. I am so jealous. It's big. It's gorgeous. It's got a huge pool. Mine is just normal size. You know, one of those normal size pools, like, I don't know, you know, like 18 feet wide, and the kids splash around, whatever. This dude's got a slide. He's got a big freaking beach entrance, big tables and stuff. What the hell happened? Why didn't my guy build mine big? Why didn't God give me a big one? How come the guy behind me has a big one? And if a guy behind you's got a big one, brother, you know, you better start moving forward. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And a reminder, there's a very important number I'd also like to give you, and that is to get the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and Picture Disc Vinyl. And you can get that by calling 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. It's $20. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And in a moment, we're going to have something that we haven't had on our program in a long time, the presentation of Daryl Weber's Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree. That's coming up. You know, friends, sports radio sucks. I don't know if you've been listening to it lately, but I don't believe that there is anything there. You know, in other words, 5 minutes and I'm done. I was listening to some driving in the other day, and just exactly what is it that these guys are trying to do on sports radio? This is the phenomenon now. I don't know if you noticed that there's sports stations everywhere. Guys running their yap. Always a two-man show, too. Goofy and the Dog, Eddie and the Penguin, Asshole and the Asswipe. All these different groups and combinations. And two guys, they're always yelling at each other. Are you kidding me? You can't hit from the right side, Eddie. I'm telling you, the Mariners need another right-hander. Billy, look. Ichiro Suzuki, he's a Jap. Do you understand? Pearl Harbor, does that ring a bell? Oh, now you're just trying to be funny, aren't you? You're just trying to be a bit. No, I'm trying to make a point with you, okay? No Japs. Japs are bad. White people, okay? We had to give it up to Jackie Robinson. You're racist, you know that? Oh, there you go. There you go. See, that's what you're always doing that. You're always doing. Let's take some phone calls, okay? And then throwing in the number, hoping and praying to God that somebody will call. I number again, 555-555-555-555-555-555. Anyway, you're a stinking Jap. No, you are. You're a... No, but I'm a sports fan. I've been a sports fan my whole life. I love football. I love it all. I mean, I don't, you know, there's nothing you're going to tell me about sport. First of all, I live and breathe and die NFL football. I love the hell out of hockey playoffs. Not the hockey season, just the hockey playoffs. I don't need 82 games. Just give it a rest, will you? Play 1 month and start beating the crap out of each other in the playoffs. Basketball, whatever. Baseball, it's getting kind of interesting. I kind of like what the Minnesota Twins are doing this year. You know, the little stories here and there. I dig it. I can't stand more than 5 minutes of sports talk radio, because what it becomes is this redundant and repetitive re-chewing, regurgitation, and redigestion of the same stupid numbers and the same trumped-up stupid arguments you hear. Good God! Don't you think the Dodgers have lost it? I mean, don't you think they were better under the O'Malleys? Don't you think Fox... Who gives a... Are you telling me you're going to get somebody interested in that? And here's the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. The biggest sports fan in the world, and I can't imagine anyone... I'm not saying I'm the most knowledgeable. I didn't say that. I didn't say... I said I'm a big sports fan. The biggest sports fan in the world can't stand more than 5 minutes of that. I can't talk more than... The only time I can talk 3 straight hours of, like, football is if I'm at a football game. Or if I'm watching one, I can talk 3 straight, but I'm not going to sit there for 3 freaking hours talking football or basketball or whatever. Okay? So that means that any guy that's totally into the numbers, like a lot of those guys, you belong in a nut house. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, you're pushing a shopping cart with a ski cap. You're delivering the flowers to Mrs. Daisy. Then they're going to have you go back down to the home, have lunch, and come back to Mr. McGillicuddy in the pharmacy. He's got some other things for you to do. That's how nuts you are. Nobody is that into sports that the guy is going to sit there. And I was in a bar one time. Well, I've been in a bar more than one time, but this one time that I was in a bar, I should say, there was a dude sitting there. The guy's got hair, like shoulder-length hair, kind of like a walrus mustache. He's nursing a beer. He's got kind of on a plaid shirt, and he's got those Coke bottle lens glasses with sort of those clear frames, and he's staring at a golf match. And I'm going, what's up, man? I don't know. I think Nick Faldo's a great story this year. I really... Nick Faldo, huh? Yeah. And flip it over. Hey, Bobby, flip it over to MLS, okay? I want to see the Galaxy. Look at that. Kobe Jones. They got to get rid of that guy. And, okay, what do you know about curling? Well, the Scots, you know, they've got a good team. Everything this guy was into. And he was also somebody who was socially, functionally dysfunctional. So the 3 solid hours you listen to Goofy and the Bear and Eddie and the Bean and Joey and the Ass and all of these sports talk shows, these guys are trying to make it interesting. Even they don't care. I can tell when I'm listening to those guys. I can tell when they're bored to death with what they're doing. When they can't stand, they can't wait to get home, you know. And they just, they're sitting there, they're rapping this crap. As big as the Lakers were. Now you got to, for instance, when the Lakers won the championship, now you got to manufacture something about the Lakers. You can't just keep saying how bitching they are. Now you say, is Phil Jackson going to stick around? Was it really Phil Jackson, or is it just the great combination of Kobe? And what's up with Kobe and Shaq? Oh, who I don't know what's up with Kobe and Shaq. What do you think? Do they really like each other? And, you know, Jordan, is he coming back? Remember, Mike, you came in one day and you said, we got to do this. I said, what? Jordan, he may be back. I said, I guarantee you no one really gives a crap. You really thought that story was big. It was crap. The only guy that cared about that was some geek sitting at a Denny's with the newspaper, and he's going to be there till 11 because he's got no job to go to. And he's going to, anybody that sits down, what do you think of Jordan coming back? You think, I don't know, would you pass me the salt? No, really. I think the guy, Jordan could come back. Jordan was big when he played. Now he ain't big no more. I got news for you. Nobody gives two bits about Michael Jordan. As great as he was, now him coming back, the people are too hip. They realize it's some kind of... What am I doing? I'm talking about Michael Jordan. Shut up, Phil. And then they have their sports updates and all that. I just think that this town, in particular, L.A., we got one too many sports stations. We need the Fox station. Get rid of that ESPN crap. Because that Dan Patrick... I got to tell you something. What do you think of Dan Patrick? You think he's funny on the Sports Center? I think he's moderately. I think he's very funny. On Sports Center, he's funny. I think he's fantastic on those promos they do. His radio show blows an entire primate house. His radio show is bad. Just bad. He don't talk sports. He don't. I mean, I don't mean to be cruel. I'm talking about Dan Patrick. The guy's making a nice living doing sport. Just go back to TV. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't kick a guy when he's down. He ain't down. He's got a really good career. What do you have to do this show? What, he wants to do a sports talk show? It's jive, I mean, in my opinion. But then I'm talking about a show that nobody's ever listened to. So what the hell am I doing? You see what I'm saying? Even I've seduced myself. Even I can't get it straight. Even I am subject to the, I don't know, the vagaries of this crazy thing called talk radio. So instead, I tell you what I'll do. I'll close out the hour with... Get out of here, bud. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And don't forget, Daryl Weber's Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree, forthcoming.
I'm Bud Dickman. I think if you want to get laid, call a Phil Hendry.
No, we're not getting anybody laid, bud. Not even me.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Hey, everybody. This is ML. I am Daryl Weber's cousin. I'll tell you, it's time now for Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. Here the host of the show, Daryl Weber. Yeah.
All right, ML, thank you, everybody. It's the Funky Licking Cacophony Liquor Jamboree.
Boom, 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 boom.
Lick it, Jamboree.
Shoot you right down.
Everybody now, get down and lick it.
All for your feet.
Yeah, man.
Take you home.
Let me get my nephew in here. Elvin, how you been?
I'm doing all right, and I want to someday grow up to be this jockey.
You want to play some of his good blues, don't you?
Man, I don't want to play that. That's that old keep sweat crap, that old Negro stuff. I'm play rap, scratch, hip-hop, get some hardcore black people. You know, none of this old granddaddy stuff. And then,
you shut your mouth, okay?
With everything and out.
Slap that kid. Slap that kid. Hi, everybody. I'm Daryl Weber. This is the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. I'm a little late coming to work tonight because my wife, God, I love my wife very much, and I would like to, I encourage everybody to love your wife. Love all the people in your life. My wife has got to stop. I'm going to use the offices of this radio station tonight to talk to my wife. Alicia, you have got to stop. Yeah, eating way too much, all the carbohydrate and starches. I'm so very, maybe we get some calls on that. Hi, you're on the air.
You know what you have to do. You have to tell that woman that making love to a fat woman like that is greasy, you know.
You know, a lot of sweat.
There's a lot of sweat and everything. And it's bad for her.
Well, I love her. I don't want her to die from a heart attack, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
Now, is she unwrapping a ham sandwich in church? And it's,
yeah, all the wax paper, you can hear it, you know.
Just tell her to put down a bowl of pasta, and you give her some good loving.
Well, you know, that's the one thing I always do. I always make a mental note. I always put it up on her. We got our magnets on our refrigerator, and I put a note. Make love to Alicia this week, you know.
Don't like that.
I'm going to lay down the law. No more Crisco in the house.
Yeah.
Now, no more Crisco in bed. Make that no more Crisco. Well, no, no. We do allow Crisco in bed.
Oh. Yeah.
Who don't, you know. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Hi, everybody. Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. My name is Daryl Weber. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I want to thank Mr. Hendry for having me sit in here for him. Some of this guy fools talking. I don't need to listen to him. Some old wrinkled up farmhand. Who gives a crap what you got to say anyway? It's only Howlin' Wolf. You know, I want to hear him sing. I don't want to hear him talk. I don't pay to hear him talk.
How you doing, everybody? I want to tell you that here's a song that we all going
to... You know, who pay to hear that, you know? I'm worried about my wife. She is so fat. She is so big, so greasy. Alicia, you put down that vegetable oil. I know you're drinking it out of the bottle right now. I know you. I'm going to call my house. God damn, I'm going to call her right now. Call up my house. I know she's doing it. Alicia, that you?
What you want?
You drinking vegetable oil out of the bottle like I know you it?
That's none of your business.
Bull crap it ain't. I'll come down and I'll knock that damn chicken leg out of your hand, too, and you'd be embarrassed, won't you?
I get to do everything I want. You're always telling me what to do.
Well, bull hell. And
well, you know, this sounds like some kind of Amos and Andy thing, don't it?
Yeah, a white man making it sound like it's black people.
That's right. You know, this is racist. Goddamn racist. You know, stop doing the bit. Stop. Go back into Phil Hendry.
Well, what are you saying?
Go back into Phil Hendry.
What? What did I do?
I don't like the fact that a white man comes on the air, starts talking like he's a black man.
Well, look, I'm not doing any...
You just shut your mouth, let me finish.
I don't believe I'm doing Amos Andy.
Just shut your mouth, let me finish. You think that Daryl Weber character you do so funny and all that mess. Well, it's not. It is an affront and offense to black people everywhere. And it's like Amos and Andy and every damn thing. You're not black. You're a racist white man.
Well, I certainly don't intend to do that.
Then what's the damn point of you going, I'm Daryl Weber, heavy body, funky chicken, cacophony? What kind of damn mess is that?
I'm simply...
Oh, let me guess. You're satirizing, that it? You're satirizing the African-American community? Come here for a minute.
What is it?
I want you to talk to my husband.
Yeah, I don't think everything you're doing is satire. Satire is to exaggerate the aspects of a subject, and then, and only then, is one able to pick out the absurdity of that subject. You think black people are absurd?
No, sir, I don't think black people are absurd.
Then what the hell are you satirizing exactly?
Well, I mean...
You satirizing a generation of black people?
Are you mean older people?
Older people, yeah. I don't hear you satirizing no hip-hop kid. I don't hear you satirizing no rap kid. I don't hear you talking about no Eminem. That white mother, goddamn...
You watch your language.
Well, that white boy trying to act like he black, you satirizing him?
No, I'm not.
So what we did is we caught another white man with his pants down around his ankles trying to pretend like he black because you just think it's funny, don't you? Don't you?
Well, I've done the Daryl Weber character because people like it.
Your white friends like it, yeah. Yeah. I asked you to go get some Negroes to call this damn show for a change, man. Every time I listen to your show, every white man in America call. Why don't you get a black man to call?
Well...
Go ahead, say it.
What do you want me to say?
Say you want black people calling.
That's right. My husband said he want black people calling, and you got black people calling up.
If there's any black people listening, will you please call?
Put a little more juice in it.
Any black people listening, please call up.
I got you on the phone, man.
That's right.
I'm going to stay here. I hear some black people.
Look, dude, I am not going to... I can't get anybody to... You know, it's...
Oh, I see. Now you can't do nothing. You want to make fun of black folks, so you are fully capable, ain't you?
Well, look, I got you on the phone. You're black.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You pissed me off enough I called in.
All right, I got to take a break.
Yeah, why don't you take your break? We'll see if any brothers call.
All right. 1-800-44... I mean, I guess I'm out of the Daryl Weber bit that we were doing. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, you can't do your Amos and Andy act now, can you?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pardon me, but I'm eating an antacid. That's how my stomach feels. Yamal, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to agree, number one, with the other caller, but I don't want to yell at you, all right?
That would be appreciated.
All right, but I think you have to understand that a white man who is caricaturing... Or taking on the voice. Now, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I hit that by mistake.
Are you trying to make fun of me?
Turn it down. Go ahead.
I'll tell you right now, I'm feeling very kindly toward you, but I do not want to get angry.
I don't want you to get angry, okay? You're talking about a white man caricaturing black people.
A white man caricaturing black people is a racist thing, and I know that you are probably not racist. At least I don't think you are endogenous racist. I think you are reactive racist.
Well, how am I a racist? Okay, I put on the voice of Daryl Weber, and
all the black people voices you do on your show. I think you do those to entertain all the other white people. Do you think you're entertaining black people?
Well, I don't know if I'm entertaining black people or not. I mean,
you call it satire, don't you?
I do call it satire, and maybe I shouldn't.
Well, I think the other man had made a good point. Satire is to take to the extreme, to an absurd level, the aspects of or that very thing that you are attempting to satirize, take it to its absurd level so that its inherent weaknesses are exposed.
I would agree that's what satire is.
So in putting on the voice of a black man... And putting on the Step and Fetch It, or the Amos and Andy, or the voice of that Daryl Weber character that you do.
It's not satirizing anything.
No, because what you're trying to do is simply make fun of black people. You are not bringing out any weakness. You are not bringing out... You got a man there complaining about his fat wife. That's a black stereotype. That has nothing to do with the weakness of the black people. think fat is weak, then you can talk about fat, but don't talk about it in the context of the African-American experience.
You sound pretty intelligent.
Well, I went to UC Berkeley. I took a sociology degree. I wear a dashiki, and I have one of those square Muhammad Ali kind of hats, you know, and I have the round glasses. I do wear a goatee.
Oh, you do have the goatee?
Yes, I do.
Did you take African-American studies?
I did. I also have, I grew my hair out. I don't have that bald, that whole Michael Jordan short hair thing. I grew it out. I've got a slight fro, not a full on, but it's getting there. And I walk around looking pissed off at white people all the time. So I am.
Are you in the Nation of Islam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hang out. Well, I wouldn't know Islam if it came up and bit me on my ass. But, you know, I pretend like I am, you know. I read the Quran. I couldn't tell you what exactly it means, you know, all about some dumbass out there, some sand jockey. I don't know what the hell it is, but...
But in other words, you are a serious intellectual.
I am a serious intellectual, yes. I'm a serious intellectual insofar as I use words like insofar as, and I also know the meaning of satirize, and I like to use it. I say it's satirize, you see. So, yeah, I'm the kind of a guy that...
So what I'm doing right now is satirizing you.
That's right.
Okay, so bug off. All right, well, that's it. Daryl Weber, he's dead meat. I don't know what else to do here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I just went on instinct there, and apparently it sounded too much like Amos and Andy. Far be it from me to do anything like that. Well, anyway, Mike is going to spend the weekend digging ditches at his parents' house. I'm going to spend the weekend with my wife. The kids have been shipped out of town. We're going to have two precious days together. I don't know what she's got planned, but it better be good. Oh, I know. We're going out to dinner tomorrow night with some friends. Oh, whoopee. No, it ought to be okay. Maybe I'll go over to the Canyon Club, and maybe they got the Young Dubliners there again. My wife is a huge fan of the Young Dubliners, and those dudes, all they ever do is play L.A. That's all they do is play the West Coast, and they're from Dublin. They're all over the place around here. Why don't you guys go back to Dublin and play a gig there? That way my wife won't keep bugging me to go see you. We've seen them twice. They opened for Jethro Tull. Yes, you were better than Tull. Then we saw him over at that Canyon Club, which is a really cool place. You know that joint, Mike? You're the guy that told me about it. Have you been there yet? Well, why don't you guys bust out of your house, say, oh, maybe not hit the bed till 9:30 on a Saturday night instead of the usual 9 o'clock, and go over there and catch something. So we'll probably do that, and then maybe, just maybe, head on over there to the sushi bar, the old Landing Sushi Bar and Grill, and wolf down some of that stuff. Maybe even power down a few bottles of sake. I tell you, what was it? What night was it? Last Saturday night? Oh, my God, did I get hammered. Oh, I don't usually do that, but somebody else was driving, so I said, fine. You know, I've been working hard. By the way, remember when I was bellyaching about the ratings, that nobody was giving any ratings? We got some ratings. Our Chicago numbers through the roof. San Diego, we're doing good. Philadelphia, doing great. L.A., eh. No, we went up in L.A. too. So we got some very nice ratings, and so what does that mean? Oh, yeah, I don't have to bitch about nobody telling me about it. That's right. Because I was on the air there going, and nobody ever tells me anything about the rating or anything. So we got some information. I really appreciate that a lot. So I can relax, and I can look over the ledge and look at my neighbor's pool. This guy has a big-ass pool. I don't know. Do you think a slide is too gay for a man of my age, 48? Now, Craig will be going down slides till he's 70, a water slide. You going to the water slide park tomorrow? Have you been to Hurricane Harbor? You got to go to Hurricane Harbor. That's cool. That's up at Magic Mountain. They got the Viper, the thing that's the straight drop. The one in San Dimas is bigger. What do you mean, in terms of the drop thing? What do they got? What is it, the Raging Waters? Well, we went out to Hurricane Harbor, and I would take my deck chair and park it in the sand right at the base of the Viper and watch all these knuckleheads going down that thing all day long. It is hysterical. They tell you to cross your legs when you're going down a long water slide. You know why they tell you to cross your legs? Because the water's going to go right up your rear end if you don't. And I mean, it goes up there like a fire hose. And this one guy freaked out. I saw him. He was starting at the very top. And I'm loving it. You know, I'm sitting there. I got a Coke going. I'm applauding these guys when they hit the bottom. So this dude starts out at the top of that Viper drop. He goes down and something scared him. He opened his legs up. And I could see his face just go into a grimace of pain as that water shot up his keister like somebody had opened up four fire hydrants. Just, yeah! You could just see this guy's face. His face went into this mask of pain. Speaking of mask of pain,
Phil Hendry. Flashback. I am thinking that this guy, you somehow you've got some Munchausens by proxy, and these other parents.
Munchausen by proxy.
Absolutely.
That I'm familiar with the syndrome, and I Munchausen by proxy is when you make a child ill.
Well, what are you doing?
Or when you do something to harm that child, so that you can then come in and save and get the attention.
I've not harmed a child, though.
Well, but you're doing something to harm the child.
What am I doing?
Well, you don't think you're psychologically harming a child by staging a rape? A child seeing a stranger come into their bedroom and
I said
not
just,
knowing the person, even if you're there or not, is going to psychologically damage that child forever.
Well, she's not a child.
And you are going to get your kudos, and you are going to get your pats on the back for saving this child from whomever
Absolutely.
You're going to get it from. And this child is going to be damaged forever. Do you want grandchildren?
Shelley.
Do you want grandchildren someday?
Calm down. Shelley, calm down.
Oh, no, I'm not going to calm down. This child was a gift from God to you. And you're getting
Shelley,
your kicks and your pats on the back by ruining this child psychologically?
You're talking about rubbing barbecue sauce on a kid or putting
Damn
a banana
you.
In his...
To hell.
Putting a banana in his pocket and putting him into the gorilla pen.
And so both of you can sit there and tell me that you seriously never wanted to put tartar sauce on your child and put him into a tank with cello.
Six children.
And you never wanted...
One is severely disabled and has spent years in the hospital.
That would be a perfect opportunity to experiment. You could experiment with the child, the slow child in your family, the one that is retarded.
She is not retarded. Did I say retarded?
You said slow.
I did not. I said she's severely disabled.
You said
she
didn't. You said she didn't get it.
You did. She did not say she didn't get it.
I did not say that.
She never said that.
Then I misheard. But what I'm saying, Shelley, with that child
you're
that is
absurd.
The child that is disabled could be rubbed with tartar sauce and put into a tank
you're insane.
With a whale.
You're friggin' insane. And I hope every one of your clients and every one of their parents are listening to you. And I surely hope that they pull their children and pull their individuals, their family members, their loved ones from your care.
Let
and you go out of business. And I hope that DCFS is listening and that your child is taken from your custody because you surely, sir,
I didn't
do not deserve
wrong.
To have a child
I'm experimenting.
In your life.
I simply want to put a little peanut oil on the child's head
Give
and put
break.
Him in with a
You're
with
a loon.
With a
Why don't you kill
elephant.
Yourself? Hurt yourself, kill yourself,
you know
you can
that
go to hell.
You know that
you can get all of the kudos you want. Satan will pat you on the back.
Yeah, they'll give you a standing ovation in hell.
That's
a
right.
Jealous
go for
parent
it, buddy.
Is...
Kill yourself. Leave your kid alone.
Don't you understand that a jealous parent is capable of covering their child with bird seed and placing them in an open field?
A jealous child. You got it right there. A jealous parent.
Yes, just
We're
like you.
Jealous of the innocence, the beauty, the absolute...
You have six children, correct? You have six children, correct?
Of a child?
Aren't
is
you
jealous?
Aren't you the least bit jealous of parents that have six normal children?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
I love my daughter, and I do everything with my daughter. She goes everywhere with us.
Well, you never
You're
wanted
insane.
To put... Put a little bird seed on her.
Okay, I'm done with him.
I'm done, too,
I apologize, Shelley.
You need to just kill yourself and get it over with.
Who, me? I hung up on the guy.
Oh, well, thank you. Good.
Okay, that's,
You'll make it to heaven.
All right, thank you. Boy. 1-800. Ooh.
Phil Hendricks.